Welcome back to the program. It is 6:20, right on the money. And normally this is where we do the entertainment news segment, and this is going to be kind of entertainment. I want you to bear with me. It has been a difficult time to get this next guest online with us. He's very busy. He is extremely controversial. He's generated a lot of information, a lot of talking points. Ladies and gentlemen, it is, I don't know if I can say it's an honor, but it is definitely interesting. We have on with us the infamous Donald Sterling, soon to be maybe not the owner of the LA Clippers. Mr. Sterling, thank you very much for being on the show with us. Good morning.
Hello, Seth. I'm very nervous to be on your show.
No, you don't need to be nervous. Everything is fine. We just want to talk to you a little bit about what's going on. And
you're one of those betas, I can tell.
No. We don't do that here. This is a program where we try to be as honest as possible. And
my assistant says you're the master at it.
Anyway, what I'd like to ask you about is, you have been banned. You have been banned from the NBA, and
no. It's up to my peers whether I'm. Okay.
You've been banned from basketball. You can no longer have anything to do with basketball. But now they're trying to force you to sell the Clippers, and it's my understanding you're going to fight that. You are not going to allow yourself to be forced to sell. Is that right?
I will not be pushed out of basketball, but I'm going to go into other business opportunities.
Well, I've understood that you have a lot of other things. If you're not going to do basketball, if they do force you to sell, what do you got in mind? What are you going to be doing?
I'm thinking about opening a bakery.
A bakery? Okay.
I think the way that all the baked products are heading, they're losing sight. Whole wheat, that's horrible. That's not how my grandmother made bakery products. They use lots of flour.
Okay. Well, what kind of bread do you prefer?
White bread.
Oh, I see.
It has more moisture and it's delicious. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm sure. Listen,
I do like pumpernickel, but white's my preference.
Listen, of course it is, Mr. Sterling. See, this is the point that I have here that I have with you. You've come out and you've apologized, but then yet you lean toward these racist comments.
I don't know what you're talking about, Seth. Would you please give me another chance?
All right. Well, okay. Let's continue a little bit. Let me ask you this. If you are going to open up a business, in order for it to be successful, you're probably going to need some people to help you out, or maybe even get some endorsements. You're toxic right now. Who in the world is going to endorse the Sterling Bakery?
Funny you mention that, Seth. I have a actress lined up, Betty White. Are you familiar with her?
Yes, of course. I've heard of Betty White. Uh huh.
Perfect.
Anybody else?
Well, maybe the Olympics. Ski boarder Sean White. He sounds like he might be a good.
All right. Well, okay. I see where you're going with this. Well, then let me ask you this: what about the internationally known wonderful singer Barry White? How about him?
Well, I would never hire anyone like that.
You see, this is what I'm talking about. Why not? Why not Barry?
Huh? He's fat. I love helping people like him.
Okay.
I'm also opening weight loss centers too.
You are?
Yeah, I love helping people like him.
Okay, I see. All right, I'll give you a break there. Anybody else that you have set up to be your spokesperson?
Well, of course, I would only use Martha White products in my bakery.
Of course you would. Let me ask you this. Would you consider Urkel, Jaleel White, to be one of your spokespeople?
Oh, no, I'd never hire anyone of that.
Of course. See, this is what I'm talking about.
People like him spread viruses, and
what are you?
And he's a nerd. He spreads computer viruses.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
I would never hire someone.
All right. Well, listen, Mister. This is not.
They're always saying how free they are.
The virus?
No, how free they are. Those people. Have you ever tried to pay for those computer programmers? They're really expensive.
Mr. Sterling, you are just constantly making racial references.
Please give me another chance. I beg of you. I'll do better.
All right, the last thing is, listen, in today's environment, in order for any kind of a bakery or a restaurant to be successful, you have to have you have to have something innovative. You have to have a special twist, maybe a special ingredient. What would you say would be the special ingredient for Sterling Bakery?
White flour.
I'm sorry. What?
White flour.
Mr. Sterling, okay, that's enough. I've had enough. Thank you very much.
Please give me another chance.
No, you're done. I thank you very much for your time.
You're one of my people. Please give me a chance.
I don't claim.
I'm going to pray for you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Sterling.
You're spreading those things around.
No, Mr. Sterling, I'm done. Thank you very much for your time. And as far as I'm concerned, the interview is now over. There it is. We've had a bit of a conversation with Donald Sterling, and it seems to be quite clear that this man has learned nothing.
I am originally from Chicago, born and raised, and yeah, I love going home when I can, and I grew up in a very religious house, so I grew up Baptist, so I was in church all day on Sunday. I wanted to be a Catholic so bad when I was growing up, because Catholics get in and out. 1 hour means 1 hour to a Catholic. I've seen Catholics riot after 1 hour. Hey, hey! It's true. Y'all don't play. I had Catholic friends would come over. Hey, Griff, you want to play some football? I got to go to church. We play when you get out. I'm Baptist. You won't see me until Monday. That's why I was raised on church and gold teeth, because my family's originally from down south, and gold teeth are a status symbol down south. So everybody in my family has gold teeth. Some barely got teeth, got gold teeth. I got an uncle, he has four teeth, all of them gold. Four, not four, four. Four is when they all together. He got four.
Rush Limbaugh, weekdays at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.